can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover,
thank God it's Friday,
crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Welcome to the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris, your 20% host, giving 100% of the effort. I'm joined by Dan Strauss and Ian Geis. We're the three guys on the radio station who aren't also on TV.
What?
Correct.
Today, because correct. Before yes. we were on, Kent Earhart from Channel 4 was filling in for Carney.
Oh.
Before that, you got Martin Kilcoyne from Channel 2. And in the morning, of course, you have McGraw-Millhaven from Channel 11.2.
Oh, yeah.
So we're
11 Deuce, I think that's what they're going
11 Deuce now?
Yeah. The new billboards I've seen is the Deuce.
I have not seen those billboards yet. I'm sure they're plentiful.
11 Deuce.
Drop the Deuce on your TV.
Well, here's where the smart host shuts up.
Drop the deuce on your 11. Yeah, that's good.
I was thinking on the way in, you know, Kent working at Channel 4, that's KMOV TV. Mm-hmm. There was a time when TV stations in this country, I think this goes back well before cable, when you actually wanted to tune in to Channel 4, you turned to Channel 4 on your TV. But KMOV, the MO could be Missouri, and the V would be 5 in Roman numerals.
Mm-hmm.
So that should be the call letters for Channel 5, which is KSDK, which has no Roman numerals in it whatsoever. No.
Oh, wait, Kelly Jackson from Channel 5 is on with McGraw.
See?
Also, so
we are the only non-TV people mm-hmm. here. There are TV stations across America that did go with the Roman numeral thing. Like, I can't remember what city it's in, but like KXII, Channel 12, Denver, or whatever, wherever it is. Although here in our town, not only would KMOV be wrong, but so would Channel 2, which is KTVI, or 1.
Yeah.
TV 1 or VI, you're right, is 6. So how come they're Channel 2? It's all a moot point now because right. On cable or satellite, it's usually not that channel anyway.
No, ours is, the HD channels are usually different. I think the standard are still...
Well, no, I have AT&T UVerse, Channel 30 is Channel 13. Or yeah. 1013 to watch the HD right. side.
Yeah, and on Charter, it's Channel 12. 30 is Channel 12.
So you can't even identify yourself as we're on this channel.
Mm-mm.
No.
So News Channel 5 isn't necessarily Channel 5 on your TV.
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes it would be Channel 6.
Yeah.
Or, because QVC is on Channel 5.
There you go. By the way, have I told you about my wife's little deal at our house?
No.
When she's watching TV and she's done watching TV and she knows that the next person to watch that TV the next day will be me because she works during the day and I don't, she purposely leaves the TV on QVC.
Really?
Because she knows how much I hate that.
Wow, that...
Now, I have said to her, you're not buying things. I mean, I see all of our credit card stuff. You're not buying things from there. Do you actually ever watch it? She said, sometimes when I'm going to leave it to torture you, I do actually sit there and watch it for 10 or 15 minutes. And I think, could I buy... Nah.
I thought you meant she watches an entirely different channel. And then right before she turns
that's
it
exactly
off.
That's exactly what I'm talking
about.
Okay,
but sometimes she does watch it
yeah,
a little bit
she'll
before.
Be watching like Rizzoli and Isles or something like that. And then she's going to go to sleep. And she'll put it on because she knows I'm out doing something in a movie or playing poker or whatever it is, and she'll leave it on QV. So when I come home,
that is dedication. That is,
yeah, oh yeah.
And QVC though, if you watch QVC and you ever see anything like Dennis Basso coming up, you have to watch it.
I don't know who that is.
Dennis Basso is a designer. He designs clothing and stuff, but the way he talks is...
It was like Sylvia Brown and Harvey Fierstein had a child. So
one of these kind of voices. Yes.
Well, he does that, but then he goes, what you want to do is you want to... It's almost like a Bernie Sanders type. He goes up with Bernie Sanders, and then he goes, this little thing right here is great, and it has some nice buttons on it. He does stuff like that.
That sounded like that. Who's that Martin Short character? The big fat guy, Short
Jiminy
character?
Glick.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's what that just sounded like.
But he does that. That's Dennis Basso.
Wow.
And he's all over. He just, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, he just says, they talk talking like this.
No. There's very little chance I'm ever going to see that, because as soon as I turn the TV on and it's on that, the first channel I immediately switch to, ESPN.
I just have those to cleanse the television.
That's exactly right.
To cleanse.
The only thing I know about QVC is I watch Shark Tank, and that Lori Grenier is talking about QVC with every single person who comes on. You know, I'm on QVC.
Her claim to fame.
Yeah.
Now, Channel 5 used to be, a long time ago, used to be KSD. Channel 5. And then they made all the TV stations go with 4.
Well, it wasn't Channel 4 Camo X, too, television?
Yes, it was. Yeah, it was Camo X.
I think there was some divestiture that had to take place where you couldn't, if you were not owned by the same company, because CBS used to own Channel 4 along with the radio stations, if you were not owned by the same company, you couldn't have the same call letters.
Yeah.
And so they had to go from Camo X to KMOV, and KSD had to add the KSDK at the end, et cetera. This little trip down broadcast memory lane brought to you by
Dennis Basso.
Yeah.
And that was just for you.
With these beautiful buttons.
A couple of other things I got to mention here at the beginning. It was my birthday a couple of days ago. Please keep your seats.
Oh. It was?
Yeah. You should know that because your birthday's coming up.
It is. Thursday.
Is this close to a milestone one? Or
No.
It was the big 5'8". The big 5'8".
We're the same age.
Yeah.
40-18.
Not now we're not. We'll be the same age next Thursday, kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. You youngster.
Yeah, young punk. Walking around with your hair and your jeans and your rap music. I did realize that I'm now officially in my late 50s. I kind of considered 57 to be, I'm in my middle 50s. Mm. But...
Yeah, you can't. I don't think you can grasp at that straw anymore.
No,
so that kind of sucks. I'm in my really late 40s because I will be 40-18.
40-18.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, will you do something special for your birthday?
No.
No. Either my wife and I are going out to dinner tonight, but we usually go out to dinner after the Friday show.
Yeah.
And because I'm exhausted.
Oh.
Yeah. I've worked an entire day, she's worked 5 days. So between us, we've had a 6-day week.
Yeah. I have an old neighbor, and every year, her name's Nora Pfeiffer, and her daughter also, as their birthdays are August 4th. So she asked me once a long time ago, what's your favorite cake? And I said, German chocolate.
Mm.
Every year since then, she makes me a German chocolate cake.
Wow.
Handmade. I mean, completely scratch.
From scratch.
Yes.
Wow.
And it is, and Frank... even said he's going to have a piece of it.
His diet, is he allowed to?
No, well, I don't know if he is or not.
He's going to
blow right back up. There go the 30 pounds.
It's boom. The best. It is the best German chocolate cake, if you like that type of cake you've ever eaten.
Well, speaking of the diet thing, I know that I desperately need to lose some weight as well. But have you ever done this where you decide, okay, I'm going to start my diet on whatever it is. For most people, it's January 1st. That's it. January 1st, I'm definitely going on a diet.
Yeah.
Or after my birthday, I'm definitely going on a diet. Well, that's exactly what I did. For the month before my birthday, I was just eating everything. It didn't matter. What do you got, M&Ms? Okay, I'll have some of those. What is that, cake? Okay, I'll have some of that. Whatever it was, that's what I was having. And so I ballooned up a little bit here. And so I said to my wife, after my birthday, which was 3 days ago, said after that, no cake, and particularly for me, no soda, because I know that's where I'm really killing myself with drinking way too much soda. And she said, okay, no problem, we won't have any of that stuff in the house, fine, but we're going out to dinner tonight to quote celebrate my birthday. And I'm not going to eat like I'm on a diet when I'm celebrating my birthday. Technically, my birthday was on Tuesday.
But you really didn't celebrate.
No, we didn't do anything special that day.
So this is, I would say tomorrow.
So that's exactly what I'm telling myself. Have you know what? Tomorrow,
instead of soda.
And then I, you know, I realized, well, you know what? She and I are going away on vacation in a few weeks.
Oh, boy.
I'll probably start the diet. I can always come out. Everybody who's a fat guy knows this excuse. I'll get to it. I'm going to start that diet. I'm going to be strict about it.
Yes.
And I can do that. I can actually go cold turkey on all sorts of things. I did it when I stopped drinking, when I was a kid, when I stopped smoking weed. Same thing. I can absolutely go cold turkey on all of those things that I know I shouldn't eat. But there's a date coming up where I know.
Yes.
Hey, I have an idea. We'll both do it, because I'll start, because I'd like to drop a few pounds, too. Let's just pick September 6th for that day.
You're giving me 6 more weeks of eating like a pig, then.
Well, I'm giving myself another month, because my birthday's coming up. So
We'll talk. We'll figure something out.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, if you put money on it, now I'm really going to be invested.
Oh, no, I don't want to put money on it. I will cave.
Yeah. I know it'll happen. Dan will get a call in the morning from the guy at Old Town Donuts. Why don't you come over here?
Yeah.
And he'll come in here.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
These are specifically for Paul. All of them.
Those are torture days for me. So because I know that we're going out to dinner tonight and we're going to have a nice dinner, and I know I'm going to have this great chocolate cake that this restaurant has that we go to. So I kind of gave myself a pass today. And when I came in here, I just had some lunch, but I went back to get myself a nice cup of cold water from the cooler in the back, and there's the vending machine, and for the first time in a very, very long time, it has packages of plain M&Ms in it. I don't like the peanut ones, I just like the plain ones, and I don't like all the wacky new M&Ms, you know, caramel Just give me regular, good, plain, candy-covered M&Ms, and I'm good. Even if you tell me it's the sharing size, I'm going to eat the whole thing. Mm-mm. So I go back there, and I go, well, I'm cheating today anyway. Maybe I'll get one of these.
A dollar?
No, it's not a dollar. This is what saved me. It's $1.10.
Yes, they are.
What a horrible pricing scheme.
I know.
If you want people to buy that. Who has a dime in their pocket in the course of a regular day?
All that stuff used to be a dollar. And then I did that one time. I put something in, and it's like I'm pushing the button. I'm like, what is going on?
Yeah.
And then I noticed.
And then there's the other part of your brain, which is, well, I do have two $1 bills, but I don't want to carry around 90 cents in change in my pocket.
No.
So I bought 9 of them. No.
Yeah.
They should have what my wife at her office, they have a thing where you can pay with your credit card or your phone.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's the way to go. You hold it up with, like, Apple Pay.
Yeah.
And automatically, and then, but that I think that would kill us.
Do you remember?
See if you could do it that easily.
I worked at Y98 a long time ago, and someone brought in that steal a snack. It was the honor system. You know how they have the box and then the little slot where you can put money in.
Oh, yeah.
And everything was like 50 cents, 75 cents, or whatever.
Yeah.
The guy would always come. The thing was always empty. And he'd come, and there was like 12 cents in the thing.
Maybe not 12 cents. Maybe like 45 cents.
Yeah. And, or no, it was always 46 or 47 cents, because there were always somebody put pennies in there. Just to make it look like they were putting coins in.
Yes.
So
we're laughing, but you know there are plenty of people who do that at church on Sundays.
Oh, yeah. There were memos. There were all this stuff out. And the guy kept bringing candy and kept bringing stuff, and everybody's taking it.
Well, that's his fault.
I know. And finally, it was just gone one day.
You cannot leave relatively free food, even if it's not actually free food. Mm-hmm. If it seems like free food, you cannot leave that around any office.
Radio
station, worse. But I think any office you do that.
Yeah.
There are people here that will go back in that kitchen and eat something they hate just because it's back there.
Yeah. It's sitting on the table free.
Yeah. We used to have, it's been a long time since this guy worked here, a guy who used to work here at night who sometimes the morning show would get food delivered to them. Because those people wanted to get a free plug on the radio. And so the food would have sat back there for 12 hours, open, uncovered. And this guy who worked at nights, you know who he is, I won't say his name, whatever it was, if whatever amount was left, he consumed it. Oh, there's like a pizza and a half left. Gone. There's one slice. Boom. Got whatever it was. Yeah, but it's been sitting there for 12 hours. I don't care.
He was the guy with the iron stomach.
Must have been.
Yeah.
A couple of other things I want to mention here at the top of the show. I wish that I had had the convention balloon vendor account for Cleveland last week and Philadelphia this week.
Yeah.
Where do you get, and how long does it take to inflate, that many balloons?
Could you imagine doing that? All right, we've got to do all these balloons.
Jenkins, get the interns in here. We're going to be inflating the balloons. Of course, if Jenkins did it, you know what he would do?
Oh, yeah.
He would fill them with helium, and they would drop the balloons, and they'd all stay on the ceiling.
Release the balloons!
Wouldn't that be funny if the nets holding the balloons fell, but all the balloons stayed up there? I thought I'd be clever. I thought I'd get Mylar. Oh, God, we'll never get him down. Oh, God. And the other thing I wanted to mention is that John Carney is going to be back on this radio station this Monday. His wife, Suzanne, was on last hour and telling a couple of stories about him. This guy just had his chest cracked 2 weeks ago.
That's right, I did.
Open heart surgery.
And he was already posting topless pics on Facebook.
Yeah, I know.
Did you happen to see that
Wait a second.
I did.
I've lost my appetite for some reason. No, I didn't see the topless picture.
Yeah, I did. I can't get that image out of my head.
You cannot unsee that.
No.
That's the problem.
I told him I was strangely aroused when I saw
it. Oh, no.
It was confusing.
I actually saw John Tuesday night. I went to the screening of the new Jason Bourne movie, where Matt Damon comes back and he's playing the character again, and I'm going to review that, and Colin was there. We're both going to review that next hour, along with a couple of other movies, and I saw Carney about 8 or 9 seats away from me, and I pointed out, hey, look, there's a heart patient here. Everybody take it easy. And I thought to myself, you know, you're not kidding. He's coming to a really exciting movie, and he just got his heart fixed.
Yeah.
His is probably better than anybody else's in that room.
Well, could withstand the suspense and the action much better than us. But glad to hear that he's all mended. And Suzanne told me, oh, yeah, his aorta has exactly 1/2 inch that's not artificial.
Wow.
That's not held open by stents or plastic or that.
And
mesh and all that stuff.
Wow.
So we're looking forward to him returning to the airwaves Monday here on the Big 550 KTRS. We'll take a break and come back right after this. The phone number is 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS.
Meet me.
And we're going to get a look at traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Oh, Dan, I was cracking up just a few minutes ago. The honor system at a radio station.
Oh, yes, I know.
Honor, and radio just don't go together.
No, it does not.
Those two just don't go together.
No,
it doesn't. But I'll tell you what, those Payday candy bars were great.
They were good.
For 6 cents.
Oh, yeah. Hey, we had a stalled vehicle that they moved out of the center lane to the right shoulder on southbound 270 just south of Marshall Road. But, boy, that was enough to really jam things up from Highway 40 all the way down through Highway 44 now. If you're traveling on eastbound 40, you're slowing now Chesterfield Parkway East up through 141. You're heavy on westbound 70 from the Earth City Expressway out through 5th Street. And also on westbound 40, slow Kings Highway through McCausland. Then you're going to hit the brakes again right around Lake St. Louis Boulevard out through Highway 70. And this traffic report brought to you by Super 8 Hotels. When you're on the road and it's time to stop for the night, count on Super 8 Hotels, where you'll always find a dependable room at a great rate. Learn more and book today at super8.com. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. The Big Sports Show.
It's Jim Hewer, sports director at the Big 550 KTRS.
And I'm Brendan Weesey. Join us weeknights for the Big Sports Show. Fox 2 meteorologist Chris Higgins.
We were running Cardinal broadcast that night, and it got green, and it got dark in a hurry.
There were not storms in the forecast that day. We all saw it happen when it hit Busch Stadium. It was really a turning moment in safety for big stadiums like that.
6:30 to 9.
On the Big 550 KTRS.
Summer has got to be the best time of the year, with vacations and plenty of leisure time outdoors. If relaxing in your yard is your definition of leisure, then you should make Suburban Leisure Center your ultimate destination. Why? With prices as much as 60% off, the savings are as hot as the temperatures.
Ooh, it's hot!
It's even easier to afford to replace that old rickety weathered patio furniture. Add up to 60% off on new complete patio sets. Suburban Leisure Center has a great selection of everything you'd need to have yourself a mini resort in your yard, with patio furniture from all the top brands, plus umbrellas at special savings up to 60% off. And because you can actually sit on the furniture and feel the quality at Suburban Leisure Center, it's a lot better than ordering on the internet and hoping that it looks like the picture you saw online.
Sure, this is it. The chair looks a lot smaller and lighter.
Get better merchandise at better prices at Suburban Leisure Center on Olive, just a mile west of 141. Online at suburbanleisurecenter.com.
Have you tried applying for a home loan and been denied? Have you tried to buy a car and didn't qualify for that low interest rate? Are debt collectors and collection agencies constantly calling you? Come on, people, it's your credit rating, not your character rating. Take your financial life back. Call the Credit Repair Hotline at 800-809-7988 right now, or store it in your cell phone. 800-809-7988. This call could save your financial life. Stop being fooled by debt collection tactics. Know your rights. When you call, you'll receive real legal credit counseling from actual attorneys who specialize in protecting you and your financial rights. And if the information on your credit report is not 100% accurate, they work to get that information corrected or even deleted. And here's the best part. You don't pay unless it goes away. Call and improve your credit score today at 800-809-7988. That's 800-809-7988. 800-809-7988. The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertisements.
Hey parents, the school year is quickly approaching. Wrap up your summer at Busch Stadium the weekend of August 5th through the 7th, where the Cardinals host the Braves. There are great giveaways all weekend long. Friday night, take home a Cardinals fedora, courtesy of Shane Company. Saturday, it's a vintage Cardinals bobblehead, presented by AT&T. Sunday, all about the kids. Kids 12 and under with a ticket, take home a Matt Carpenter replica BP jersey, courtesy of Powerade and Shop and Save. That's August 5th, 6th, and 7th. Tickets available at cardinals.com/promotions.
And we are live with Cards fans in Section 329. Let's take a look at a hot young prospect, Ethan. After a long outing, he's now working on short rest. Coach has asked him to grab some pine on mom's lap. Now he's showing off his fielding skills and catching some Z's.
The Cardinals host the Braves at Busch Stadium August 5th through 7th. Get your tickets at cardinals.com. The St. Louis Cardinals. Tradition meets today.
Call us first. If you're thinking about refinancing or moving, call Vincent Mortgage first. Knowing up front what you can afford opens up a world of options. Let us help you find out in as little as 8 days. Rates are still at historic lows. So if you're looking to buy a home or pay off debt, you got to call now. 314-839-9999.
Come visit us at 12801 Flushing Meadows Drive, St. Louis, Missouri, 63131. NMLS number 225095.
Soaring nearly 400 feet on top of Hilton at the ballpark next to Busch Stadium, 360 Rooftop Bar offers an alluring ambiance with a breathtaking view of downtown. At 360, you will find an incredible selection of beer, wine, and signature cocktails. 360 has a small plates menu and is perfect for sampling or for enjoying a shared meal. With bars and seating both inside and out, 360 is a great place to stop by all year round. See for yourself why 360 Rooftop Bar is the place to be.
360. Sip, see, savor.
Get to Kohl's for our best friends and family event, Thursday through Sunday. Take an extra 20% off any way you pay. Plus, Yes to You Rewards members earn triple points. And everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Nothing but the best savings for our BFFs this weekend. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Offer valid July 28th to 31st. Some exclusions apply. See store Kohl's.com for details.
Hey, it's Denise from Appliance Discounters. Well, we did it again. Remember our motto, our savings are your savings? Well, you know why we have this motto. We buy in bulk at the lowest possible price, and we pass the savings on to you. We've bought loads of Samsung appliances, all at huge savings. These Samsung appliances are at prices so low, we can't even advertise them. And on top of the lowest price, receive cash rebates on select Samsung purchases. Check out the look of this line at any of our six showrooms and online at theappliancediscounters.com.
It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. Paul Harris, Dan Strauss, Ian Geis. Later on, Colin comes and joins us for the showbiz stuff in the 4 o'clock hour. And in the 5 o'clock hour, of course, it's the Harris Challenge and Knuckleheads in the News and Mike Evans. One of the stories that caught my eye this week was that John Hinckley Jr. is going to be allowed to leave the psychiatric hospital where he's been living and go back and live with his mom, who's in her 90s, somewhere in Virginia. John Hinckley Jr. is the guy who 35 years ago shot a president of the United States, Ronald Reagan. Didn't kill him, obviously, but shot him. He was trying to kill him. That's an assassination attempt on the president of the United States.
And we talked a little bit about this, but ended up murdering Brady.
Brady, yeah.
Even though he died, you know, 20 years later, they said it was a result of the shooting.
They consider that a homicide?
Yes.
Yeah, they consider
that
a homicide.
So how come he's being allowed out? Well, because he had a mental health issue, which way too many people in this country have, and a lot of people who are involved in violence, gun violence and other violence, have mental health issues, and it's a topic that is not addressed nearly enough in this country. But I would think if there was one thing that would keep you behind bars forever, it would be shooting a president of the United States.
Yeah, you would think.
And then I started thinking about Jodie Foster, because the reason John Hinckley shot Ronald Reagan was to impress Jodie Foster. And I guess at the time, it must not have been widely known that Jodie Foster is a lesbian.
Yeah, didn't she? She came out not too long ago where it was just like everybody knew, everybody suspected it.
Well, she'd been living with her girlfriend for years and years and years.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's nobody's business what anybody does with their love life, as far as I'm concerned. But I wonder if anybody at the psychiatric hospital who had allowed Hinckley, by the way, to go home, and he was actually doing like a week or two with his mom at a time, and then he would come back and live at this St. Elizabeth's Hospital in Washington, D.C. If anybody along this way said to him, by the way, you know that whole thing, you had the hots for Jodie Foster, you know, there's no way.
Yeah,
she could have the hots for you because she's
nothing you could have done would have impressed her in that way.
Yeah, you know, the shooting the president thing, wacky idea.
It's pretty high up on the list, but it's still not.
You ask most heterosexual women what would impress you. I'll grant you that shooting the president would be at the top of the list. But in this particular case, John, here's the bad news for you.
They would have to be receptive to.
Yeah. Now, you know that there are guys, with and without mental health issues, who are sure that they could turn a woman heterosexual who is lesbian. Let me just say this. Jodie Foster is not Anne Heche.
No.
Remember when Anne Heche was lesbian?
Yes.
With Ellen DeGeneres for a few years? And now is happily married to some guy and has a kid and all that sort of stuff. That's not Jodie Foster. So I just wonder if anywhere along the way somebody took him aside and said, okay, let me just go over this again, because we're going to allow you to go outside this hospital for a while and maybe eventually you'll live free elsewhere, like at your mom's. We just want to make sure there's no chance you're going to backslide into this wacky idea again, because she's spoken for by another woman. So how you doing now, John? Do you need your medication?
I think I can change her. I think I can make her switch over. Now, switch teams.
There are guys who think that.
Yeah, I know.
And there are probably women who think that about gay guys.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if he got with me, I would change his mind completely. No, it's not going to happen. Earlier this week on his HBO show, John Oliver did a thing about politicians using the songs of musicians who haven't given their permission. And I think it started last week with Donald Trump coming out at his convention to Queen's We Are the Champions.
Yeah.
And I remember Neil Young had objected to somebody using his stuff, and Cyndi Lauper didn't like that the Democrats at their last convention had used her song True Colors, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So John Oliver did this whole thing on Sunday night on HBO. about this topic, and then he had a whole bunch of pop stars sing a parody song called Don't Use Our Songs. He had Usher, Michael Bolton, Cyndi Lauper, Josh Groban, John Mellencamp, Ann and Nancy Wilson of Heart, Dan Reynolds from Imagine Dragons, and Sheryl Crow. And they were all singing about how you shouldn't be using our songs. And if you do use our songs, there's a thing called licensing where we should get paid for the use of our songs. So I wrote a column about this, and I actually got quite a bit of response to this because people did not know this. When the Democrats held their convention in Philadelphia at the Wells Fargo Center this week, and the Republicans held theirs at the Quicken Loan Center in Cleveland last week, both of those are arenas where music is performed all the time. There are concerts that go on there, and there are other things that go on there, like basketball games or hockey games, where there's music played. And for that reason, those venues have blanket licenses from BMI and ASCAP.
Wow.
Now, you're in the music business, so you know about this,
yeah.
Dan.
Yeah.
And when your band goes out and you play,
yeah.
You have a gig this weekend you want to mention while we're doing this?
Yeah, we're in Herman, Missouri, actually, at Oak Glen Winery.
Okay, this is the Upside Down band that
yes,
John has been part of.
Upside Johnny band.
That's what I said.
Saturday, tomorrow night, from 6 until 10.
Okay, so you're playing at the Herman Winery. They... Mm-hmm. I'm sure, have one of these licenses from BMI and ASCAP, which are the two companies that are in charge of gathering royalties for publishers, composers, artists, etc. Radio stations have to have these licenses as well, because when you have any public performance of any music, you don't have to go to the musician individually. If Dan's band had to go to every songwriter,
oh man,
and check with them ahead of time, do we have your legal permission to perform these songs, there would be no band.
Yeah. There would be no cover bands at all.
No. It would only be people doing original music.
Yes. Yeah.
So these two venues where the conventions were held, they have these blanket licenses, which means that anybody can go in there and use those songs as long as the license is paid up. This is how, when David Bowie died, Bruce Springsteen did one of Bowie's songs at his concert. He didn't have to go to the Bowie estate and say, hey, we'd like to do this. You just do it, and because you're playing in a venue that's covered by a license, the Bowie estate will get whatever few pennies trickles down there. Now, I'm sure that the system does not actually pay the artists the correct amount or anything commensurate with it, because how can you possibly know what song? Is there somebody keeping track? When you do a gig in a BMI or ASCAP licensed place, is somebody in the back with a clipboard writing down every song?
No, they're not.
Of course not.
The only places that I know that do that are radio stations.
But not anymore, I don't think.
It's on the computer, generally.
Right.
It's on a computer that would say that. But
right. And music radio stations have those licensing fees.
Yeah.
And it's much higher because they play a lot more music. For us, we actually are well, I won't get into the legalities of that. For instance, if you go to a karaoke bar, and you try to be like Whitney Houston singing I Will Always Love You, and you're thus creating more punishment music for the Harris Challenge every time you do that, that's covered. You don't have to worry about paying the license for that.
Mm-hmm.
Or, some local band is getting everybody to dance by doing Beyonce's Single Ladies in a Bar. Covered. Some DJ playing dance music off of streamed music or CDs or vinyl even in a club. Covered by these licenses, and the same thing applies. Now, here's one part of this that you may not know about. If you go into a clothing store, The Gap, you go into a restaurant, a Chipotle, and they're playing music through the speakers in that clothing store or that restaurant or whatever other business it is, they have to have the BMI and ASCAP licenses because they have to do that, even if all they're doing is turning on a local music station or an Sirius XM music channel.
Yeah, unless they have some sort of service that they bought
Like which, a music service.
Yeah,
which
a music
would
service, which
in turn
would be,
pay the
yeah,
fee.
Yeah, they
somebody.
Would pay the fee. Otherwise, if you're using a radio station or anything like that in your business,
you got to have that license and you got to pay
yes,
for it.
Yes, you do.
And BMI and ASCAP actually have a couple of hundred employees who kind of go around the country in various regions and randomly, like they'll walk through a mall and they'll say, oh, okay, here's this clothing store, you know, whatever it may be.
Are they on the list?
Yeah, and they'll check through the database on their phone and they're not on the list. And if they're not, they got to go in. Hi, I need to talk to the owner.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's not like they extort the money out of them. It's money that you everybody else is paying, and so you would have to pay it.
Which is weird to me. It's different to me when a company like The Gap is playing a radio station.
Yeah.
In their business.
Yeah.
The radio station is already paying.
I know.
And then they're also going to make The Gap pay.
Yes.
So it's like a double payment for that.
Absolutely.
Which I don't
think. I'm sure their explanation of that would be the radio station is paying to broadcast it over the airwaves for people to listen to.
Yeah.
Then The Gap is taking that and turning it into a public performance of its own.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that I'm sure that's how it works. Here's where the system kind of falls apart. For politicians using these, quote, campaign songs, which aren't really campaign songs. It's just filler music, you know, or maybe they use it as their theme, whatever it may be. If they have a rally in a public park, no license.
Hmm.
The Parks and Recreation Department probably doesn't have a license. Now, what does that do to a place like Faust Park out in Chesterfield? They have concerts there every Tuesday night during the summer. Outdoors, bands come and they play. They're all cover bands.
And there's festivals all over the place that do that.
Or a state fair or whatever it is. They must have to pay licensing fees as well, right?
I guess. I don't know. I've never really thought about that with the fairs and the parks and everything, because we've played like St. Ferdinand Park and we've played Truman Park and parks out in...
Yeah.
Out in South County.
I wonder if a Parks and Rec person, I wonder if Leslie Knopes has ever gotten a knock on the door. Hi, I'm from BMI. We need to talk about this Upside Down Band concert you've got going on here this weekend.
Yeah.
Upside Down Band, never heard of them. But you may know them as the Southside Johnny Band. Oh, those lawbreakers. We have nothing to do with them. So I mentioned that because I wrote a little bit about it on my website earlier this week, and a lot of people wrote to me and said, I didn't know about this. Can you explain more? And so there's the explanation.
So nothing ever happens then when all these bands complain about
nothing,
them using it. They have no grounds to...
Absolutely. They have no grounds to stop somebody from using it because you don't have to ask permission. I'll tell you another example of this. Weird Al Yankovic. Probably the top song parody guy of the last 30 years. Legally, you're covered when you do parodies. You can take other people's songs, re-record them with your own version of that song or other lyrics of that song, and then sell that to the public, which is what Weird Al's been doing since he started on the Dr. Demento show in the late 70s.
Oh, man.
And he still tours and still gets big crowds of people to come and see him. He could do that with anybody's music, but he decided years ago, I'm going to ask. And if they say no, I won't do it. So he probably has asked all sorts of people, and I think he's talked about how Prince turned him down, and maybe Billy Joel or someone, I don't know. Along the way, there have been some artists who said, no, I don't want you to do a parody song of mine. And he said, okay. But that's his personal decision.
Yeah.
If he wanted to do that, he could do that. If we had I used to have somebody doing song parodies when I did the midday show here.
Mm-hmm.
We never had to worry about that. Even if we had taken those and sold them to the public, because that's covered by a different law. So there's a whole area of intellectual property law that doesn't get considered. But when it comes to these politicians, the bands may go, oh, I hate your politics. I'm right wing and you're liberal, or I'm conservative and I'm liberal and you're conservative, whatever it is. On both sides, they can go, I don't want you to use my song. Sorry. Stop complaining. Yes. You're actually making money off of it when I do.
The best explanation of the Weird Al one, Paul McCartney apparently said no.
Oh, yeah?
Al wanted to do a song to Live and Let Die.
Uh-huh.
He wanted to do Chicken Pot Pie and asked Paul
Well, he's vegetarian.
That's what that was the reason why he gave him. So he said, I would love for you to do this, but can you make it not about chicken because I'm a vegetarian? And they all said, I could, but I don't think it would work with tofu pot pie.
No.
So it says he'll still play it time to time during his live shows, but he has never recorded it and sold it.
Oh, he does do it live. Because he took the time to write it arrange it, and the band learned it.
I use the bits and pieces from here and there.
I remember when McCartney was on Jimmy Fallon's Tonight Show and did a bit with Jimmy Fallon about the song Yesterday. And, you know, the legend of Yesterday is that when McCartney wrote it, he actually wrote it in his mind with the lyrics, scrambled eggs, because it scans the same, scrambled eggs, instead of yesterday. And on the Fallon show, Jimmy Fallon asked him that, and Paul McCartney said, no, actually, that's not true. I actually was thinking of waffle fries. Which scans the same way. And so then the two of them did a song about waffle fries, and at one point, Jimmy Fallon was doing his part of the song and started singing chicken wings, and Paul McCartney said, stop, vegan.
Sorry.
Not going to be chicken wings. You got to change that. So the same thing is what happened there with Weird Al. What else do we have to get here today? Oh, you know, I have a list of things that come under the heading Ian's Things.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
This should be interesting.
He's acting like we didn't talk about this before the show. Before the show, Ian tells me, I have a couple of stories I want to get to. Kind of like the Burke segment you guys do
the
rest of the week. So you want to choose one here? I like the Australian gender one.
All right. This is a huge story in the news nowadays, in different stories that come up, but gender identity.
Mm-hmm.
So an Australian university decided to do some research, and they asked a question. They had a survey. It was all sex questions, but one of the questions was asked, which of the following terms do you feel best describes your gender?
Okay.
And then there were 33 choices for you to choose from.
33 choices?
Yes. 33. We're up to 33 now, apparently.
Okay.
Wow.
Now, some of these probably fall under the same umbrella. They're very close to meaning the same thing.
Okay.
Woman and man
are,
of course, top of the list.
Your most popular two there. If you were on Family Feud, that would be the number one answer.
Yes. A transgender man.
Okay.
I think everybody at this point pretty much knows what that is now.
Okay, and transgender woman.
Trans person is also a category.
Okay.
Trans man and trans woman is also an answer you could give.
That would seem to be the same.
They would fall. Yeah. Female to male.
Okay.
Which could maybe even fall under that same umbrella.
Yes.
Male to female.
Mm-hmm.
Transsexual.
Okay.
Cisgender.
Okay, that's us. I know this.
Cis?
C-I-S.
C-I-S gender. Yeah. Apparently, you said that's what transgender people refer to us as.
Right.
Because and that is somebody who identifies with the gender of which they were born.
Right. Now, let me just stop right here and say this is not a slam against anybody. This is actually just a thing about the verbiage that's used, because we know that there are plenty of people in this world who were not born identifying as one identifiable gender, or they changed it later in their life. They were a woman, but they really were a man inside, or they were a man, whether they really were a woman inside, and whether they changed it or not surgically, there can be a word for those sort of things.
Yeah, and you and I pretty much feel the same on this subject. I'm sure Dan too. We're fine with whatever.
Yeah.
You know, if it doesn't affect anybody else, whatever you identify with is fine.
Yeah, I'll call you whatever you want to be called.
Yes.
But I don't know how you get to 33.
All right, so we have cis female and cis male.
Okay.
Gender nonconforming, a person who does not identify with either male or female genders.
Okay.
What would that be then?
I don't know.
Nun gender, a person who does not identify with any gender in particular. No, N-O-N and E. So pretty much the same. Non-binary, and that would also... A person who does not identify entirely with either the female or male gender, they may identify somewhere on a spectrum. That is the definition.
Okay.
Both.
Non-binary.
Okay. All right.
Neutre.
I'm sorry?
I believe that's how you pronounce it. N-E-U-T-R-O-I-S.
That's somebody being neutral? Fancy with neutral.
Is yeah. a non-binary gender identity which is considered to be a neutral or null gender.
Okay.
Gender
don't go French on us with that.
Gender with fluid.
Gender fluid.
Now, that could probably be described as something else, but in this case...
I've been in the bathroom here. I've seen yeah. gender fluid.
In this case, it means somebody who does not identify entirely with either.
Yeah. I have to go in for a checkup next week. What's wrong with you? I'm running low on gender fluid.
Demigender, which is...
Well, demi is half.
Yes. It's an umbrella term for non-binary gender identities that have a partial connection to a certain gender.
Wow. I'm getting a headache.
Demi-girl, yeah. demi-boy. Agender, which literally means without gender.
Okay, well, that can't exist. that can't exist. Unless you're a table. Or table could be agender.
Or a cartoon, like Porky Pig or something like that, where they didn't have anything. You never knew what Porky Pig was.
No,
you
didn't.
Intergender, mm-hmm. which is a gender identity that is in the middle between the binary genders of female and male, and mm-hmm. maybe a mix of both.
Mm-hmm.
Intersex. A person. Now, earlier, before the show, off the air, you used the term hermaphrodite.
Yes.
Which apparently I didn't know until I read the story. That is considered rude and outdated.
Hermaphrodite is somebody who has both sexual organs.
That is now considered intersex.
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 Okay.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
There's pangender, polygender, omnigender, bigender, androgyny.
Mm-hmm.
Androgyne.
Okay.
And third gender.
People
who identify as neither a man nor a woman.
Well, that would be 33rd gender, wouldn't it?
And trigender.
Trigender.
A person who shifts between the male, female, and third genders.
They're okay. going to try anything.
All right. All right, fine.
What gender are you, Tim Weiland?
Tim Weiland?
Tim, are you there?
Or is he thinking?
Tim?
Oh, I hear him.
Hello? Yeah, we're discussing trains.
Trains? You're not...
I didn't hear the beep beep. Yeah, there's a train that's crossing at Queenie, and one of our pilots is stuck behind it.
That's
so,
train sorry. Gender.
Train gender, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, we got 56 seconds.
Okay,
go
ahead. Okay, you got a stalled vehicle blocking the left lane eastbound 40 at Hampton that's got you backed up to 170. You're having trouble on eastbound 64 east of 159. Pretty well backed up there. And this traffic report is brought to you by the Mutual Fund Store. Plan to build for a better financial future today with the Mutual Fund Store. Personalized plans for your unique situation with no hidden fees. Start planning for your future today at Mutual Fund Store. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
Weekday mornings at 6:35. Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the